Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
B. Mitch and Finley live in Baltimore, Maryland at the USAA Radio Row ahead of tomorrow's Army-Navy game. And very excited right now on behalf of our friends at USAA to welcome in Mr. Robert Griffin III, RG3. What's up, man? How you
What's
been?
What's up? I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're good, brother.
We're good, man.
You sure? You sure y'all good? You
know, we hanging.
JD5 stuff going on. What's y'all's take on that?
So it's funny because we had Mayock on earlier. Yep. And the last time we had Mike on was Radio Row last year in D.C.
Yep.
And the Commanders were the talk of the NFL. And this year, it's not the same. Sunday's game is the 3-10 Commanders versus the 2-11 Giants.
Ooh.
It's been a rough, long year, and a lot of it is injury related, but some of it isn't. And it's been tough to kind of make sense of it all, honestly.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, the one thing, it's two things that have been difficult. Obviously, the losses when they pile up. I will say this: I think you guys have done a better job, you know, collectively, since Jaden Daniels has been the quarterback, of the way that you guys cover the team. And just the media in D.C., the way they cover the team, I've felt like, you know what, there's been a turn to where it's not as toxic towards the team. So just wanted to commend you guys on that.
That's good to hear.
And the second thing, I think, is also the comparisons to me. I think that the fans have PTSD from what happened with our team back in 2012 and 2013, right? 2012, we win the division, we kill it. 2013, we come back, we don't have a great year. It's like, it felt like, you know, North Korea. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, and you do too, because you felt that and you experienced that. And I think the comparisons to me with JD5 have taken a toll on the team. I think they've taken a toll on him. I think they've taken a toll on his mom and his circle. And I hate that for them, because the situation that I had in D.C. was totally different. I think you guys would agree with that.
Yeah.
The infighting between the head coach and the owner before I got there in 2012 was something that I wasn't aware of.
Right.
But JD came in with a new ownership group, mm-hmm. new head coach, new offensive coordinator, and then the leadership. I had London Fletcher, unbelievable leader. I had Santana Moss, unbelievable leader. He had Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler. Like, these were guys that had no experience with the organization. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the comparisons to me have made people go back to that those years, and that's not fair to the kid. If we didn't have what we had in D.C., I'd still be there playing. Well, I'd be talking to you guys as starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins probably. Mm-hmm. But we did. So we got to move past that. We got to give this young man an opportunity to be successful and to not have those comparisons come back to me because of the injuries. I get it. Black quarterback, second pick, Heisman Trophy winner, coming into the city, takes over the town. And then the next year it's not as great. But that's where the comparisons stop, man.
Yeah,
and I get it. Some people will say that's a lot of comparisons, man. And I do understand that. But the environment that you grow
the
in.
Situations are so.
Yeah, I think the situation is what you have to be concerned about. But – you know society.
I know. And trust me, I see it all the time on Twitter. I see it.
They don't like letting things go from the past.
Right.
And I think until you let stuff go, you can't move forward to the future.
100%.
You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing. I try to tell people that all the time. Always, my little thing is you got a small rearview mirror and a big-ass windshield.
Exactly.
Look at the possibilities and stop looking at what was.
And that, to me, this is the nuance, right? In social media, the social media age, like we were at the beginning of it in 12 and 13. But social media is a monster.
It is the media.
In 2020, yeah. In 2025. And the nuance that we're talking about here is missed on social media. The nuance is it's a different environment. If I bake a cake in the oven versus trying to bake it on top of the stove,
right.
It's different. We were baking on a stove back then. We're baking in the oven. Allow it to marinate and allow it to cook.
Somebody tried to tell me that they thought this was the lowest point for the organization in the last 25 years. And I said, I was like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Because in the previous administration, there were just roadblocks to success that no longer exist. I mean,
agree.
The physical building,
yeah.
Like so much has changed dramatically. Even just having a general manager, like a yeah. real GM. And does AP need to hit on more picks? Absolutely. But the structure is so dramatically different than what it was for you and for those teams for 25 years under previous ownership.
Yeah, and B. Mitch, you both remember this. After our rookie year in 12, in 13, we got hit with the fine,
the
league fine,
stuff.
The salary cap fine that didn't allow us to go out and make additions to the roster that we needed mm-hmm. to continue to compete and build off that wild card appearance. Well, what Adam did in this next year was he built the team as if JD5 was going to be healthy.
Yeah.
And we were going to be able to add pieces that help us get over the hump and go to the Super Bowl. And then what derailed that? Injuries. Scary Terry's contract situation kind of derailed that with the chemistry between him and JD5 in the passing game. So it was a total, completely different set of circumstances that now you have to say, all right, we have to retool.
Yeah.
We got to get younger on defense. We need more speed on defense. And offensively, JD5 excels when he throws to fast guys. And I know sometimes that like, hey, the guy's fast, but he can't catch or he can't. I don't care if the guy can do 17 things. Can he do one or two things effectively mm-hmm. that we can use him at? And I, just watching college football this year and calling games, I think there's two pieces that they obviously would love to have. I think, you know, Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame, if he's available at some point in the draft, you want to bring him in. Mm-hmm. And I love Bill Kroskimerit. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But every team is adding an additional back every single year because the shelf life of running backs can be mm-hmm. very low. And I'd love to see Carnell Tate come to D.C.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that because he gives you something that Scary Terry doesn't in the height and the mismatch aspect mm-hmm. of the game. You don't want to have receivers that are all the same build and all the same type of player. We need that type of guy. We need two ones. Scary is a one. We need another one wide receiver, and I think that will go a long way in helping JD develop.
I bring up this stat line all the time to B. Mitch just because it's nuts. Jeremiah Love against Syracuse had 8 carries for a $170 and 3 touchdowns. It was just so absurd. I you're right. I mean, he's a true home run hitter. Yeah.
That's like some B. Mitch in return game numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I told him when he said that. I said, yo, you go to Pro Bowl for that. Return it.
Exactly. Robert, beyond Washington, I'm curious, when you look around the NFL this year, it's been –
different because these guys, the Ravens, aren't performing how people expected. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs aren't performing how people expected. Philly still has a winning record, but that doesn't look right.
Right.
And you've got all these other teams like upstarts, the Pats, the Colts look like they're going to fall apart now without a quarterback. But who do you think is the best team in the NFL? Like, who's competing for the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, one, I'll say everyone. I mean, everyone's competing because it just seems so wide open.
When you remove the Chiefs, it kind of looks a lot different.
It looks different, and I just feel like something in me still thinks that, like, the Chiefs are going to find a way to sneak in. And something makes me feel like the Ravens are going to find a way.
They could still win that division.
To sneak into the playoffs, and no one's going to want to play them. But obviously the Chiefs need help. I think the team that's the best is the team that no one is talking about, and it's not the Patriots because I know the Patriots are 10-2, but it's the Seattle Seahawks. And I know why no one's talking about them.
Yep.
It's because of Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And they don't want to – 100%. Sam Darnold can't do it in the big games, but I'm like, when I'm watching the game, I'm like, hey, oh, man, him and Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
JSN's a baller.
Ooh, they're operating on a different level. Njigba might be – he should be the NFL MVP at this point with the way that he's been performing. So I think they're the best team. No one's talking about them because they don't trust the quarterback in the big-time games.
Right.
But anytime you see a team like them or the Patriots with Drake May, and they're just absolutely dominating in the win-loss category, and no one is saying, hey, they're the Super Bowl favorite. It's because they don't trust that those guys have done it. But we've seen Lamar do it in the regular season. We've seen Patrick Mahomes do it in the postseason. The Rams with Matthew Stafford, we've seen them do it in the postseason. I think that's why you're not – like, people are reluctant right now to buy into the teams with the best records, especially since the Rams just lost to the Panthers, who I get a chance to call a game for them this upcoming Sunday.
I think the Panthers are sneaky good. I think Canales was the right hire. It took a little while. I think, honestly, benching Bryce Young was good for him, and they have turned that thing completely around. They're right now, if the playoffs started today, they win the division.
Yeah, which was a huge loss last night by the Bucks.
Totally.
Yeah. And this Panthers team is – they live and die in the trenches, man. And I think that's what any GM has to do is understand that – yes, you can have all the pretty shiny things on the outside, but if you don't build the trenches, you're going to be –
you're going to have problems.
You're going to have problems like Joe Burrow's having right now in Cincinnati where he's contemplating. He doesn't even know if he wants to play there anymore.
I know.
Right? He's been beat up so much. So I look at the Panthers and I say, when are they best? Bryce Young, 25 or less throws. Rico Dowdle.
Rico can run. Let
Rico go. Let Chuba Hubbard get the bulk of those carries. And you're talking about an offensive line that is – people movers. So at 7-6, you'd be like, this might be one of the best 7-6 teams ever. And they're clearly in a spot where they can take control of their division if they beat the Saints on Sunday.
Robert Griffin III joining us here on behalf of USAA. USAA putting together the whole event. I know you got to run here in a minute. And we talked all NFL, but I know how much college football you do, how much college football you watch. Who do you like going into the playoff?
Oof. Man, I like Texas Tech.
Dude, their defense is so good.
I'm not even going to put it past you. That's another guy. Like, I know you want to get – you only have so many picks, right? So we can sit here and say, well, they should draft this guy.
The linebacker?
David Bailey. I love Jacob Rodriguez, by the way. He should be in New York for the Heisman. David Bailey, pass rusher, man. I called two games for them this year, B. Mitch. That man, if he ain't a Washington Commander next year, I'm going to be upset.
You got them with three first-round picks now.
I'm just saying. This guy, like, he would almost be a substitute for a wideout. He'd be a substitute for a running back. And I say that because I've never seen a guy play with more speed, physicality, and actually take pride in earning the right to rush the passer. When you watch him in his pursuit, His bending off the edge is very similar to Von Miller.
Wow.
But Von, later in his career, people criticized him for the run game. Dave Bailey's going to play the run. And that, to me, their pass rush is what makes them so difficult. Him and Romello Hight on the outside. They got big Lee Hunter in the middle. And then you talk about Jacob Rodriguez and the linebackers. That defense is serious. And on offense, they can beat you any way they need
to. You like Bailey more than Bain?
I do like Bailey more than Bain.
Wow. All right.
And trust me, Bain at Miami – incredible player. But what wins in the NFL? Traits. Traits win in the NFL. Bailey has all the traits. I'm not saying that Bain doesn't, but he is a more prolific pass rusher, and he's gotten those sacks in college.
I like that a lot. Who was the receiver you said? You said Love, Bailey, and
– Love, Bailey, and Carnell Tate.
Carnell Tate.
Any one of those three, I'll take them. Just one. I love all of them. But and then you talk about USA, man. I can't leave her without saying that, you know, I'm a true and authentic partnership guy. USA, I've been partnering with them for the last 13 years.
That's cool.
And what they've been able to do and giving back to the military community means a lot to me. My parents served a combined 35 years, 21 from my dad and 14 from my mom. So our military often feels like they're forgotten. And we were able to give away two vehicles to a member from the Navy and another member from the Army National Guard. And I didn't say free because the cars weren't free. They paid their dues. But they didn't just have to pay any money for these.
There you go.
And they had a 9-year-old son for Mr. Jamel Lewis, the member from the Navy, who sat in the car that we gave him for 30 minutes after the event was over. And the impact you could see on that kid to know, like, my dad did something that they thought enough of him to give him this vehicle, that kid's going to remember that forever.
That's awesome.
And that, to me, makes it so special. So I'm honored to be partnered with USAA and continue to give back to our military.
I love that. I tried to get you out of here. You started talking USAA.
Hey, man.
So when all the guys look at me, it's not on me. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate you, man. Good to see
you. God bless. Take care, man.
A lot of girl dads right here, man. Thank you for the time, Robert. Jeremiah Love, Carnell Tate, David Bailey. I think Robert is so good announcing college football, and you can see the depth of knowledge when he talks about some of those dudes. I also agree with him that I think people are sleeping on Texas Tech going into this playoff. I know they have the bye, and their offense isn't sexy, and everybody pays attention to offense.
But if your offense is not sexy against some of these other people, you may not be able to score enough points, though.
Yeah, man. It's going to be really, really interesting how this all shakes out. Good to see Robert, and I think he's right. And honestly, you and I were saying this for months. There should not be comps with Robert and Jaden. And
we say it all the time. But people don't know how to get out of their own way, bro. That's how that is.
What's that? Hold on. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
You're right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Oh, wow. All right, so do have some interesting news coming out. That's old, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's from 4 years ago.
That's old.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Oh, no, he was just saying it based on what we were discussing.
Oh, okay. Yo, hold on. We got to tell this story. Jeff, get your ass over here. Oh, my
Sit
God.
Sit your ass down, Jeff.
You are so dumb. Oh,
I'm
my.
Sorry. Look. I didn't hear. I just heard the team, the DEA raided the freaking facility.
But we
right?
were having a discussion
yeah,
about
yeah,
what
but
was
I didn't,
bad.
I didn't have
so
my
Robert's talking
on.
About how different the situation was when he was playing to
You know,
now.
You say that the DEA raided the facility.
And I started
Jeff
looking
pulled
at
that story up and told us, look.
Jeff was like, oh, my God, breaking news. This just happened in Ashburn.
And I didn't even
and
check
handed
the article,
me
bro.
The Ryan Vermillion story from 4 years ago. And so wow. I look at it. I'm like, wait a second. And then I'm like, Jeff, that's from 4 years ago, you
hey,
idiot.
Look. I don't have a headset on today. Like, I listen anyway. I was over there, and I just seen that my phone has been charging because I've been taking a lot of pictures.
What we always say, context.
And so, look, when he posted it, I said, oh, man, they need to know about this. And it's not like I could tell from that text. I apologize. I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
He texted it where we all saw it too.
Yeah.
I want to let Landfill respond to you. Because I almost texted Landfill, do we need to do a breaking news alert? Like, do we have to get Toby in the update studio?
My bad.
Landy, do you have anything to say to Jeff?
I mean, I'm over here just trying to get the Robert Griffin's comments about Jaden Daniels out to people, and you guys just stopped talking for 10 seconds. I was panicking.
Because Jeff handed me a news story that I was like, oh, my God, they raided the
I'm
team
sorry.
Facility again?
My favorite part is how he said he didn't have headphones on. You three are there with him talking. He could have just heard you.
Yeah.
He's in the same room as you.
It's loud out here, bro.
You could hear us.
No,
it's
I can't.
Me. B and Robert,
no,
we're all
I can't.
Loud enough,
no,
and you were standing right
even,
there.
I couldn't even hear y'all when
Hold
Urban
on.
Meyer
Huey,
was talking.
Huey, could you hear us? Huey's standing right there.
I can't hear y'all. My ears are bad, bro.
Yeah, you're
I'm
a DJ.
I'm around music blasting to top notch every day. Doug, I'm sorry.
We have headphones on all the time. I have producers in my
JP,
ear
JP,
all the time.
I don't care what you say. No producer's voice. Well, your voice might be louder than music that's being played. But I couldn't hear, bro.
Jeff is
I'm
never
sorry.
Wrong.
You no, you
sorry.
Can't. You can't
I
hear.
Hear. I couldn't
no,
hear.
No,
I apologize. I said sorry. What else y'all want me to do?
No, that's
you want
what,
me go. You want me go run across to the Federal
yeah,
Reserve?
Yeah, yeah, do that. Do that and jump the gate.
Oh, that was.
They might whoop me.
You will go viral.
As great as that interview was, and talking to Robert about Washington, and then talking about the rest of the league and his story giving away the car. As great as all of that was, Jeff's dumbass handing me a 5-year-old news story.
Yeah.
And saying, oh, my God, look at this. Like it was a robbery at the Federal Reserve across the street. Can I
just apologize right quick? I want to apologize to you guys. I want to apologize to Bowie State University for making y'all look bad because nobody can
apologize,
tell I got a master's
apologize
right
to
now.
Mama.
Yeah, Mom, apologize
Mama,
to you
taught it better than that.
That was an all-timer, Jeffrey. Never change, buddy. You always make me laugh. When we return, we're going to talk some college football. Chris Dorian going to join the program. Having a blast
oh
here at Radio Row in Baltimore, Maryland. Getting ready for the Army-Navy game tomorrow. The folks from USAA putting on quite a show here. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley and Jeff's dumbass.
Boop.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're out west. BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia.
VA.
As the Commanders are getting ready for a Week 15 tilt against the New York Giants.
One, dog.
It's going to be cold up there. And frankly,
it's cold here today.
I thought today was warmer than yesterday. Today didn't seem as bad as the last couple days.
I don't know, bro. That little wind blowing a little bit. It's a little chilly out there.
Yeah, I'll give you live Ashburn weather. Who's ready? I got just above freezing is my guess, like a 34 banger, 34-ish. Something like that. I don't know. It's not loading, so I'll tell you when it loads.
it says 40 degrees, feels like 25.
Okay. Yeah, a little windy.
In Ashburn. So
that tracks.
When it feels 15 degrees lower than what it is, that's a problem.
Well, dude, this is my theory. I think I've told you this story. I had been on the beat probably 3 or 4 years before I ever really had a conversation with Dan Snyder, which is not how normal NFL operations work. Generally, like the beat reporters, the people that are here every day, you get access to ownership like twice a season, whether those are on or off record conversations.
That's normal ownership.
Sure. I'm just saying, like, there's normal ownership, and then there's what was going on here. The first time Dan really talked to me was me and Steinberg, Dan Steinberg, DC Sports Blog, were walking from the annex to the bubble. They were practicing in the bubble. And I have a theory. From my home inside the Beltway, basically at the Maryland-DC line on Mass Avenue, to out here, I think it generally runs like 5-7 degrees cooler out here because you get a little bit of elevation. You know, we're 25 miles west, and you start to get cold. I think there's more wind out here, et cetera. And I was explaining my theory to Steinberg. We didn't realize Dan was behind us. And Dan was listening to our conversation. And with some language, told us he disagreed. what do you think of my weather theory from D.C.
Well,
to Ashburn?
I wouldn't know, man, because which one is farther south? As you look at it,
I think it's probably even. I think it's elevation and
you can
wind.
Get a little windy out here, but I don't know if the necessary temp is any different.
It always feels colder out here in the winter. Maybe I'm nuts. I don't know.
You telling me today feels better? I mean, warmer than yesterday, and I don't believe that at all.
It felt warmer at home when I took the girls to school this morning and had to do some, like, put my trash cans away than when I got out here and walked from the parking to the...
And the reason I say that, you got to look at that. You went out of your car. You went out your house straight into your car. You're not dealing with that wind. You're walking in an open area with wind blowing. That's all that is.
Landfill, you live out this way. Do you think it's colder out here than it is downtown at the office?
I don't go outside out here, so
that's what I'm saying.
I have no idea.
Like, Landfill, I was about to say the exact same thing. I walk out of my house into my car. When I get to that damn office, I never leave the building.
Right.
So I wouldn't know what it is down there.
I drive into a garage, I take the elevator up here, and then I walk back to the garage and go home. I don't ever go outside.
Landy, when's the last time you stepped foot outside of our office building downtown?
Over a year ago when Joe Biden was president, he came to this building and we had to park in a different place. So that, and then I had to walk like a block. It was a horrible day.
I remember once upon a time, Landfill, you and I went downstairs to Bonchon for a beer. Did you find we're probably talking 6, 7, 8 years ago.
6, 7.
It couldn't have been 6, 7, 8 years ago, though.
Why?
We ain't been there 6, 7, 8 years.
This was when I was going in like once a week to do shows.
Go in once a week to do shows.
Is there a back door that you were able to get to Bonchon without going outside?
I think technically there is, but I don't have access to the employee area.
We got to get you access.
I should have access. Yeah, it's an oversight.
I remember when we went to go get a beer. And it was we had a wacky posse with us. And Landfill, I remember it well, he got a Bud Light or a Miller Light draft, Landy. Does that sound right?
Whatever it was.
Standard pint cup, you know, like a draft beer cup.
That is correct.
I swear to God, he put it down in three sips. Like it was a
landfill and Mitch Tischler.
It was a powerful, but he wasn't like chugging it. It was just like it was a very powerful beer drinking performance. I'm still proud of you for that, Landy.
I'm big into liquids.
Landfill is liquid. Last night there was, you know, for an NFL off day with this Hard Knocks program, it kind of becomes a thing, and I think, you know, I think if you're a Commanders fan, you're kind of locked into this Hard Knocks because the behind-the-scenes access is so cool. And then, unfortunately, so Lauren was up with the girls, and I was kind of just killing time. So at like 8:45, they had the previous week's Hard Knocks on, leading up to the new one at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of watched the end of the previous week. I was like paying bills. Unfortunately, I had a bus lane ticket I had to pay. You know how like it's all kind of wonky. I was like on my computer, but paying attention nonetheless. And watching the end where they have the inside access to that Commanders Broncos game.
Yeah.
Watching that, knowing the scene that's about to unfold in the next episode with the Minnesota game, it really felt bizarre. And then Hard Knocks starts. You and I are locked in on the chat PCC. I'm enjoying that function. I can't do it on game day because there's too much going on. But, like, when there is, like, all right, for the Thursday night thing, we'll do the chat, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So sit down, lock in for Hard Knocks. And, you know, I thought there was a lot of Washington last night compared to the first week. Yeah. I think it helped that the Giants were on a bye. So the Giants basically didn't exist in this week's Hard Knocks. They kind of opened it and then were done.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool to hear the Junkies on there. By far the highlight of the Hard Knocks, I thought, because we have heard about, and I believe, I'm trying to remember, somebody wrote a really good in-depth story. Maybe it was Nikki in The Athletic. I don't know. So whoever wrote that story, I'd love to credit you. If someone knows, maybe in the YouTube chat, let me know. About these really early morning walkthroughs Jaden does mm-hmm. with Cliff and the coaching staff. It was very.
They all discuss it.
Right.
Even the coaches have discussed it and Jaden discussed it.
Right. It's not like a secret,
yeah.
But we've never seen it. You know what I mean? Because it's happening at 4:30 in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was very cool to see that on Hard Knocks. Did you notice the like the headsets they were wearing?
Yeah.
I'm curious about those, if that's like. Like, is that just like a Beats by Dre headset that they're all on like a shared call? Or is that like some specific equipment for that? I don't know.
I don't have a clue.
It was just kind of – that I really enjoyed. That was like a cool behind-the-scenes look at something. And that's what Hard Knocks does so well. But – and I don't know this, Brian, because Hard Knocks is trying to form – like, they're trying to build a narrative to tell the story week to week.
Totally.
And my thought is, Hard Knocks thought the story this week would be Jaden's return. So there was plenty of that for the Minnesota game. But they clearly also scheduled, I mean, because they had, like, sit-down one-on-one interviews with Ertz.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing Ertz got hurt in that game, and Jaden, but Jaden's injury is not the story of that game. That he had to come out, and we got to discuss will he, won't he again, and just this year continues to be extremely uneven for Jaden, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, that, of course, is a story. But the amount of coverage in the Hard Knocks episode on Zach Ertz, and then him talking about, yeah, you know, I'm older now. I don't know how many more years I have. I don't think about that. I just focus week to week on being the best I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the focus on the work he puts in. You know what I mean? Like, the weight of seeing all this Ertz content combined with knowing that injury is coming. And then the footage they had of Zach getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all saw it in real time. The hit was significant.
Yeah.
And then we all saw Zach need help to the sideline and get carted off. But when you have the mic, when you're able to hear it all and watch it up close like that, gosh, that was a raw emotional scene, man.
Yeah, it was all that. I think the whole thing, Zach had moved up the ranks the week before.
with Shannon Sharp.
That's why I believe that they did. So let's sit down with him. I don't think, you know, they went back and changed up stuff, but I think that they were planning to put a spotlight on him anyway. And just happen that all those things, and then you see what happened. Because he was talking about, you know, I don't know when I'm gonna play, how long I'm going to play this thing, and then bam, it's done. But I think that's the mindset. I mean, that's exactly what football is, though. It can end like that, bang. And that is why when you see people trying to get their money and this, that, and the other, and you hear all the people saying stuff, that's why I have the mindset of a one-finger salute. Look, that is what can happen. And the people that's putting their mind and their bodies into that type of stuff, get what you can while you can. You know, my mindset goes to that type of stuff. Because, you know, you hear, you like we own all types of chats and different things, and you see the comments, and then you see the reality. You know what I'm saying? So whenever a person is in that, out there trying to get it, I'm with you. Go get it as much as you can.
Totally.
Because that, it can, like people, the little saying is, it can all end in a second. And you don't really think that can happen, but that's exactly what can happen.
Yeah, it did. It sure did. And I don't know. Ertz has been really, really good for this team. I think he's probably a Hall of Famer when you get to the, you know, whenever his career's over and he's eligible 5-6 years later. I don't think he's a first ballot guy, but I think he's a Hall of Famer probably. The numbers would suggest he is. I think that was really tough to watch in that episode. I did really like, and it's a coach I've talked about a bunch, and I think if Cliff gets a head coaching job, I think this coach will be gone, unfortunately for Washington. But I thought you got to see a lot of David Rye last night, who's the Commanders' tight ends coach. Mm-hmm. And clearly there was like the angle of Ertz and everything. He's just been an impressive, you know, young coach to me. That kind of stood out to me. It was also like seeing the locker room and Dan Quinn seem legit disgusted after that game. And honestly, he had the same vibe.
Hell, he should be.
By the time he came and talked to us. Yeah.
When you look at that game, I mean, I don't think that's odd. Hell, that game was despicable. I mean, anybody involved should be pissed off.
Right.
You know, if you're not pissed off after that game and you're a part of it, then you have an unrealistic mindset.
Agree with that.
You know?
And I think DQ made that clear. I thought he had a pretty clear, angry tone when he spoke with us. Now, he tries to keep his cool, and he's not going to come in and yell at the media. Like there's, you don't gain anything by doing that unless it's like a performative thing.
I mean, if it's what you feel at a certain time, you let it fly.
Sure.
But if, like, you know the coaches that have come around and try to be that.
Totally.
You know, put on a show. And I think media can see through it just like players see through that BS.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen coaches come in, have never yelled in their lives, and then all of a sudden now they want to try to show up because some people are there. And I'm like, you serious?
Right.
I went to a coach office, and I told him straight up, I said, yo, bro, don't try to become somebody else when you got people around because people see through that BS.
Agreed.
Told him straight up.
Overall,
you can probably imagine who that was.
I would love to know how many times – I don't know how many times they've done this, like the whole division is on Hard Knocks. But
didn't they just do that once so far? Last year, I think.
Did they do it last year?
They did it with the Bills and some other groups.
Maybe the AFC East?
I thought it was that.
I know they did the Dolphins. I guess that was 2 years ago when the Dolphins played the football team – Ron's last year when Tyreek went 3 for 180 and 2 touchdowns. and Van Ginkle had an interception at the line of scrimmage for a pick six. Yeah. Other just little things I noticed in Hard Knocks. Think about this. They got a whole division. They got the NFC East. One of the teams was on a bye, and all three teams lost.
Yeah.
And, like, various degrees of bad losses.
Yep.
Like,
it was.
Like, I can't imagine – HBO or NFL Films, whoever like is actually in charge of that, was thrilled with the way that all shook out. But
you know what though, Jay? I don't think they were upset because like the fact that they're telling these stories and things of that nature, like I say, the only reality TV we truly have is sports. Okay? Reality TV is produced. It's not real. It's not, it don't just happen and they show you what they see. Or they tell people, oh, let's do that scene again. Once you do that, that's not reality TV. So sports is the reality of it's real. And when the fact that all of them lost, how real is that? You know, you go into a game, you're expecting this, that, and that to happen, and then, boom, everybody lose. And how do you tell a story? You just show what went down.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the thing where, you know, if you really – what Hard Knocks shows is everybody's putting in work. Sometimes you get to that game, and no matter what happens, all the stuff you did just does not happen for you on the field that day.
So Lauren watched about half of it with me and then went to bed, and she liked when Devontae Smith was doing Pilates. She does a lot of Pilates. I've always heard you talk about, like, you would go to the Gold's Gym or whatever to do the deadlifts you wanted because you liked their things. Mm-hmm. I don't think – it was cool in that moment to see. I don't think people recognize all the effort, even outside of the dedicated practice time, lifting time that these guys are going through.
If players think something works, they're going to try it. You go back into the day, Lynn Swan took ballet.
Right.
Hell, Ray Brown, 6'5", 320, he was taking Pilates.
Was
okay?
he?
Okay. Ray can go a split straight out to the side and split straight forward. You know? And that's the big-ass offensive lineman. So people go through all types of things to get to that point. But you know what? You got to be looking for it. And like, if I were to have a chance to talk to this team right now, I would ask everybody a simple question. Are you doing everything you can to make yourself the best to make this team better? And I would say be truthful to yourself. Look, don't lie. But you got to be honest. And I promise you nobody can say yes.
Right.
Because you look at the damn production, you know somebody's slipping somewhere. You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing where you got to do whatever you can to find out how to get to your absolute best. That's dotting knives, crossing T's, lifting stones, figure out whatever the hell it is that's making you lack it. You know, I know guys say they watch film. Are you watching it enough? Are you intently watching you and seeing what you're giving off? We talk so much about watching film on other teams. How many of us are really watching on ourselves to see what damn keys are we giving to the other team? And that coaches can do that too.
Sure. It was a that was a pretty rough episode of Hard Knocks between the ass kicking in Minnesota, Ertz getting hurt. It did sure seem in that Jaden was okay. And, you know, perhaps DQ's comments, and we'll see if we actually get to hear from Jaden today. The NFL mandates that a quarterback talks to the media on Wednesdays. Last week it ended up being Mariota, but it was Mariota down in the locker room rather than a quarterback up at the podium. We'll see if it's Jaden today. We'll see if we get any information on that as the day continues. I did get to spend a little time with Jaden last night. He had a charity event at Union Station. Very cool. I want to talk about that. There's something specifically I want to point out.
I like that.
About Jaden giving away the bikes to kids last night. It was very fun. But there's a lot for us to discuss, okay? The Nats continue to have really good luck in the lottery. The Nats just made a big trade. But elsewhere in Major League Baseball, everyone's spending lots of money. You know what the Nats aren't doing?
They have good luck, but they don't have good luck.
Right. When we return, Bobby Blanco, Masson Sports, will join us to talk us through everything going on in Natstown as the Hot Stove League is cranking up in baseball. Neil Greenberg at 11. Dan Duggan covers the Giants for The Athletic. He'll join us at noon. Busy, busy day. B. Mitch and Finley live in Ashburn as the Commanders are getting ready to play the Giants. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, 12:28 p.m. on the East Coast. Fired up to watch Canes Caps tonight. Monumental Sports Network, Joe B. and Locker on the call. The way it should be at NHL. Big, big hockey game tonight, man. And we're getting into that time of the year. I'm not going to lie to you, Brian. As the football season winds down, my bandwidth to take on more hockey grows. And we're winding down out here. Four to play. Hockey's heating up. Caps are heating up. Big chance tonight to shut some haters up. Can't wait. Speaking of some haters, some maybe poor performances, I think it doesn't take a Bill Walsh to tell you Washington did not play well in Minnesota last weekend. That was a bad performance in all three phases.
Totally.
And the game, in a lot of ways, swung when the Commanders' defense let J.J. McCarthy go down the field on the first drive and get a touchdown. Okay, 7-0. We got this. Washington gets the ball, takes the kickoff, goes back down the field with a really good drive to respond. And then at the goal line, first to goal from the four, one run, three passes, they're unable to score on that drive. And then, again, the defense doesn't have to give up a 19-play, 98-yard drive, but they do. All of a sudden, what seemed like 7-7 is now 14-0, and everything was out of control from there. Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury addressed the media today and was asked about the goal line sequence of plays in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, it always does. You know, there's 30 plays in that game. I wish I'd call something differently, and wish one of those plays would have worked, but they didn't, unfortunately. So that's, I think, the nature of a play caller. But, you know, there weren't a lot of great play calls in that game, and that's, like I said, that's all me, and I got to get better.
All you can do is own it.
Yeah.
And he owned it.
Yeah.
I think
sometimes that's a lot easier. I think you get people trying to talk around it, and that will catch up with you. Own it, move on.
Yeah. Well, and one thing I applaud about Cliff throughout his tenure here is he is not a sugarcoat guy. I mean, hell, go back to Terry's holdout. It wasn't until Cliff kind of said on the record, yeah, it's about time for him to get in, that the thing started to really move.
Yeah.
And maybe he was just stating the obvious. Maybe he knew more than he let on. But Cliff said that. And I
feel
like
I'm a play caller, I want my best players there when I'm calling plays.
100%.
Point blank.
Number seven, Landfill. This is just kind of, I mean, for Washington's offense to get held out of the end zone, not even a field goal, to get zeroed, hadn't happened in 6 years. Just, Cliff, what went wrong against Minnesota?
Yeah, I would say last week just, first off, you know, need a better game plan, call better plays. It starts there. And then just the execution part consistently wasn't there. And you got to give a lot of credit to Minnesota and their defensive staff, just kind of keeping us on our heels, particularly when we got behind. They made it tough. But I think just time on task throughout this week, hopefully with those guys being back, another week of consistent practice with them on the field should alleviate some of that, and hopefully we play a crisper game.
Do you think they will be?
I don't know. That's me. I couldn't tell you. I thought they were going to play a better game last week. That's where I'm at now. I don't know. I mean, I felt based off of that game against Denver that, okay, now we're moving in the right direction. And that completely blindsided me. So I don't have a damn clue.
Let's go to just the overall offense. Just, it's been, the whole season's been disjointed. Nothing has seemed to go right. Kingsbury was asked about what the hell's going on, number three.
Yeah, I would just say offensively, we, you know, with him, really from the spring on through training camp, just we were never able to get into a rhythm with everybody. Enough practices strung together, enough games strung together, just practicing consistently, it just wasn't able to happen. And so I think it's hard to really assess what that looked like based on just we never had consistent practice or rhythm or anything of that nature, whether he was banged up or, you know, other guys were out.
That is true, and he's asked a question, so it's not like he's
making
excuses. Yeah. How real is that? Because I know I almost want to pull up the box score. I think it was your second year in Philly when you guys had three or four different quarterbacks and kind of just kept – didn't – the backup get hurt, and then you went to Coy, and like, how real is that? You keep having injuries.
It's very real, but the thing of it, you had Donovan there already, had been playing for a long time. Coy has been the backup for a long time, knew everything about it, and A.J. Feely was a young guy. Donovan, I think, played the first six.
Donovan seven. Started. You hear you? Look at you dropping 6-7.
6 or 7 weeks?
Donovan started 10 games.
Ten games.
A.J. Feely played 5. Coy played 1.
Well, Coy came in after Donovan. He got hurt that first game he came in against the 49ers. Then A.J. went in. But you got to look at the fact of it is the same receivers, same O-line, same running backs were basically there most of that whole year. Donovan got hurt after 10 weeks, so you already had a consistency. Coy had been that. Coy is very much like Marcus Mariota, a guy who knows the offense, been there, so when you drop him in, you had no problems. A.J. Feely was the wild card. So when he went in, we didn't know what the hell to expect. But I think A.J. came in with the mindset, listen, well, and I was there telling him because I was next. Get the ball into the hands of the playmakers. You don't need to go out there and try to overly do anything and prove anything to anybody. And the offense that Andy set up there for him helped that out. It wasn't that he had to go out there and read and do everything. They made it to where he could just get the ball. You know, and even when Coy got in, it was simplified more than it was for Donovan. You know what I mean? So that little – the fact that – What this season has shown me.
So Donovan got hurt after week 11.
So Terry is far more important to this offense and this team than they led on in the beginning.
In hindsight, now, and we could split it 50-50 blame, whatever we want to say. Mm-hmm. How much did they mess up not getting the Terry thing done earlier?
A lot. That's what I'm saying. It's like when you look at everything right now, you have it lets you know how important he was to the success of this team. And they tried to play it whatever way that they want, and that's what the league does. But now when you look at it, it proves he was vitally important. So
100%, man. 100%. Back to Cliff, though. A big topic has become letting Jaden run the ball and design runs. And how much design runs should be called? Is he taking too many hits, et cetera? Cliff talking about design runs for the quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, we were going to be smart in some areas and try to limit any exposure if we could. But unfortunately, you know, part of the game, and that ended up happening.
Not a lot of answer there. Yeah. I mean, you could say a lot of things about Cliff coming out of that Vikings game. Jaden getting hurt again is not one of them.
He didn't get hurt running the ball. He got hurt trying to make a football play.
Chasing down a pick.
Yeah, so and I think people have to understand that because I've listened all week to a bunch of talking heads about this, and everyone wants to keep talking about him running the football. He didn't get hurt running the football, people. So, and I hear him talk about the other thing. He didn't run. He wasn't outside the pocket when he got hit in the other one. So some things can happen fluky, but we can't constantly just, you know, talk about the same thing over and over and over again as if something changed. It didn't change. It's the same. Listen, if you get hit enough, I don't care if you're Jaden or you can be Mulata, who's 6'8", 360 pounds, you get hurt in this game. You know, but if you get hurt in this game, the person who's doing it, calling it, has to help you out some, especially if they know your makeup. Like the little thing I always, to my coach, I always say, know your personnel. So that means I had a receiver named Quint McCullum who was about 4'7". Okay?
And short.
When I would lead, no, 4'7", the speed.
Oh, okay.
That's funny as hell. So if I threw the ball and lead it, he was like, know your personnel. I'm like, what the hell you mean by that, coach? He said, put the ball on him. He's not running down anything. But if you got Troy Toriak, try to overthrow him, and then you'll throw a perfect pass. Troy Toriak would run under anything you throw. So I began to throw the ball right at Clint, I mean, at Quint. And Quint caught every damn thing. He was always open. Slowest and nicest, but he was always open.
Okay.
And I wouldn't lead him anymore. So in this situation, you got to know your personnel. Jaden is going to ball. And if you know that, then you got to pull some of those runs away from him and say, look, or just, hey, throw the ball. Hit five and let it fly.
Well, let's be real. There was not a single design run in the Minnesota game. And you can argue that's too little, too late. Like, you should have dialed back the design stuff earlier, months ago, whatever you want to say. I don't know that it's that simple. Listen, I don't think it's been Cliff's best year, but I don't think it's been anybody's best year.
No, I've said that from the beginning. Everybody has, like Coach Gibbs always said, everybody playing a part in this. It's no one side, this, that. Everybody has played a part in this thing.
Kingsbury's motivation going to the Meadowlands this weekend. Number 9, Landy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale.
And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I think if you're a competitor, you know, you should be more motivated than ever after a game like that. You know, scoring 0 points shouldn't happen in the NFL. And for us to go out there and do that, I think all of us are chomping at the bit to get back out there and show that that's not who we are. It's just, you know, was a bad game. And I think that is the sentiment of the offense. And so I'm excited to see how we attack the rest of the week and attack Sunday.
B, you were on good teams, but you were on some bad ones too. Yeah. Like, what was your mindset going into late season two bad team games?
I want to make sure that when coach look at the film, they're looking at me and say, okay, B. Mitch is out there balling. He's not quitting. He's not making mistakes. Listen, you can go out in a game and an individual can be as perfect as they can be, and the overall team loses. But in the end, when they look, they're not judging you based off of what the team did. They're gonna judge you based off of what you're doing. If they can see in the place where you're missing stuff on plays, you're giving up on plays, you're blowing assignments, you got a problem. And that my mindset was in the confines of the offense or the special teams, I didn't want to get outside of that. But every play, I'm running full speed, doing what I need to do to show that I'm not quitting. Because my mindset was, I always felt at any time I can do something to help us win. But I'm damn sure I wasn't trying to pack it up and go any damn where.
No.
I saw the Cardinals like that. We playing them late in the season, and they had U-Hauls on the back of their trucks and stuff. They were ready to go. So you come to the game with your U-Haul stuff on the back, you've already given up. You're gone.
I've seen it here. I've seen teams that are done before the season's done, and they just want to get the hell out.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I couldn't help but notice the reading a vibe is not always a prophetic move, but, like, those dudes still seem locked in.
Yeah.
They were all – because when the locker room is dead, people are kind of mulling about, leaving. It's not much going on. But when there's energy in there, that energy is a real thing.
Yeah.
Yesterday they were playing country music, which rarely happens. And what happens is one of the white dudes steals the aux, puts on a country song. Other guys start yelling because they're
like – what do you think was the white dude? Could have been Percy. He liked country.
It could have been Percy. I know who it was, and it wasn't Percy. But, like, then that becomes a thing, and then they all just started playing Christmas music, and at various times, listen, I'm just going to be
Christmas
real.
Christmas just ain't Christmas.
The Paul McCartney Christmas song is terrible. That came on. That prompted a big discussion. There are good Christmas songs.
Which Paul McCartney Christmas song?
You want me to sing it?
No, I want you to just tell me the name of it.
I don't know the name of it. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
That's enough.
That song stinks. Tariq El-Bashir, 1 o'clock. The Cluster Buster, CK, actually sent us this article yesterday. And maybe you had already read it, B. You had already seen it. I didn't get a chance to read it until this morning because I was out watching people give away bikes. Stephen Ruiz is the author from The Ringer. You know, respected football journalist. And the premise is simple. It's the quarterback notebook. Ruiz at times hasn't been that high on Jaden going back to last year, but, you know, that's all right. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. But the premise is looking at three quarterbacks that are struggling much more than they have in their career, and with some the sample is large, with some the sample is very, very small. Mahomes, things just seemingly everything's going wrong with the Chiefs
this year,
and I think there is some empirical data you can point to. But so he talked about Mahomes, and then he talked about Baker Mayfield, who started the season red hot and has been really, really poor since. And he talked about Jaden Daniels. The premise is, I'm just going to read the first paragraph here. Let's stick with the theme of quarterbacks who are scrambling too often, because that was also the allegation with Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Of all the concerning statistics attached to Daniel's sophomore slump, and yes, he's officially in that territory at this point, this one might be the most worrisome. Daniel's scrambling rate is up by 3 percentage points over last season. That's a number Washington wanted to bring down after Daniels scrambled on nearly 13% of his dropbacks as a rookie. His scramble rate is up to 15.7% in 2025. Now, there's some data here that is interesting to me, and I think this will happen over time. Of the top five scrambling quarterbacks in the NFL, and I'm surprised Lamar's not on this list, but Lamar's not on this list. Mahomes, Drake May, Josh Allen, Jaden, and Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. How often do they slide? Get down without getting hit.
Okay.
Pat is at a 21% slide rate. Drake May is at a 30% slide rate. Josh Allen is at a 17% slide rate. Jaden Daniels, a 10% slide rate. Caleb Williams, a 23% slide rate. A 10% slide rate, I do find interesting. I do think in that Minnesota game, he did a better job of trying to protect himself. The play he was injured on was an interception return.
Yeah. A slide rate, he's talking about when a guy go feet first.
Yeah.
If you run out of bounds or you go head first and you don't get hit on either of those either, he don't count those. Okay? That's why I think it's BS. The video in the article shows Jaden sliding feet first. And a couple of times he went head first and he didn't get hit. The rules of the NFL for quarterbacks giving himself up, whether head first or foot first, he's not supposed to be hit. So what difference does it make if you go feet first? And we saw him in that game, he stepped out of bounds two or three times and didn't get hit. So if I'm going to only look at the actual slide rate, it's going to be overwhelming. Because you know what? That promotes and that supports his article. So as I look at it, I'm like, this makes no sense to me. If I run the ball and I step out of bounds and don't get hit, that's a knock against me not sliding. If I go and I go head first and I don't get hit, that's a knock against me not going foot first. Then he took it farther by saying that, well, he's probably going head first because of the injuries to his lower body. The lower body injury happened in the pocket, right? When he had the hamstring thing.
Yeah,
in Dallas. It's in the pocket. So it's like this article is one that kind of gives you data to say something, but if you just dig into it, you find out it's misleading as hell.
Well, I found this pretty interesting in another article. I don't think they're trying to mislead. I think it's
that's misleading, JP.
Okay, I think it's painting with way too broad of a brush, and frankly, I think Jaden's season has been so uneven that it's pretty hard to draw much conclusions from anything.
I would say
he's started 7 games. He's played 4 full games.
He played 4
in
full
the middle
games
of December.
In
like,
4 full games, and he played 4 full games with a completely different type of roster.
Right, each time.
So, listen, I understand his year has not been what we expected, what he expected. But I refuse to let people say stuff because I know most people are not going to look at these films, at these videos, and pay attention to what's happening. I do. I saw the 10% slide rate, and then I'm watching the video, and I'm like, okay, he went head first, he didn't get hit. He went out of bounds, he didn't get hit. So what does that count for? So you got a slide to be considered slide rate? Or it's a quarterback that takes care of it. If I run out of bounds and don't take a hit, I'm taking care of myself. If I go head first and I don't get hit, I'm taking care of myself, right? So how do you not calculate those things into it? So that's what I'm saying about a lot of – that's why I get so upset about with all these numbers people want to throw around. Those numbers are going to be whatever they are, but you better know how the hell they come into them. So right there, this is distorted numbers. That 10% is distorted by watching the video because in his article he states feet first says slides. He states that. So the numbers are already distorted.
So what I found really interesting, Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler do a column every week for ESPN. kind of the week 15 buzz, mm-hmm. right? And Graziano put some notes in about Jaden towards the end of his piece. Said, you know, we'll see if Jaden's back on the field. There's some thought to rest him. There's some thought to play him. I'm reading now from Graziano. There are people around the league who think Washington isn't doing Daniels a lot of favors with the amount of no-huddle offense and the sheer number of plays the Commanders run in games. Though that might be an outdated critique. Washington ran the fifth most offensive plays of any team in 24. This season, it has run the 23rd most, but it also hasn't been as successful on offense, so time of possession is way down.
Mm-hmm.
Some also feel there's a discussion Washington needs to have about how much it is exposing Daniels to potential contact with design runs on first down. Daniels has the ninth most first down rushing attempts of any QB in the league this season, despite playing only 7 games. Over the past 2 seasons, he leads all NFL quarterbacks with 89 first down rushing attempts. It's a useful weapon in his arsenal, for sure, and he'll need to continue to be able to run to be successful. But a leaner quarterback who came into the league with concerns about taking too many big hits might benefit from a change in philosophy, regardless of whether the Commanders shut him down for the rest of this season or not. Like, I find that pretty interesting.
That's interesting.
If we're concerned about the sliding, maybe, like, they're also running him a lot. Now, I thought in Minnesota was one of Jaden's worst decision-making days. I thought there were times when he could throw it, and he didn't, and he looked to scramble. The blitzes were also coming from everywhere, and mm-hmm. I bet he didn't feel too comfortable in the pocket. Oh, by the way, he hadn't played in a month, so there's probably a little bit of rust.
Yeah, well,
I just think there's context to all of it.
I think it's context to everything, but I think when you drop back and you're reading one side of the field and a color flashes right here to the backside of you, you're reading those two receivers, they're covered. I start to make a move. If I'm a running guy, I'm going to make that move. I'm going to go get these yards. There is a guy open backside, but you know what? I never look backside. Because based off of the flash of the color, and I saw my running back come over and hit one back, one linebacker, but the other back is still coming. So I don't have a chance to look over there. People that go back and rewind their film and look at it, you could look at this all day. You know, you could always find the open receiver who I could have hit. But am I even reading that side of the field? Am I reading that quadrant or reading that third of a field? Most times when quarterbacks miss those guys open, they're not even looking that way. So if I start running to the right side, yeah, somebody's open on the left side, but I damn sure can't get the ball back there to him. Never saw that. Quarterbacks, everyone say read the whole field. I don't know many quarterbacks that read the whole field every time. You read quadrants.
It's so interesting you say that because I saw this from Wes Phillips, who used to be here. He was tight ends coach here a number of years back. Mm-hmm. He's now the offensive coordinator in Minnesota. And he said something that, like, if you really care about football and you want to nerd out and try to understand it better, the notion of reading defenses is kind of extinct in the NFL level because coverages have become so complex and mm-hmm. camouflaged that most systems have now gone to progressions rather than trying to read a defense. I'm going to read now from Wes Phillips. A lot of teams have gone to more pure progression. We still have some coverage read type plays where maybe it's single high and you're working this side, two higher pressure and maybe you're working this side. But even in my time in the league, in the beginning, that was kind of everything. It was coverage reading. Here's where I'm going. This is the alert versus quarters. This is too high, so I'm going here. And with the coverage becoming more complex and with more versions where you're inverting the safety and playing cover two or dropping the safety and both corners are back and the two deep guys, there's so many different coverage. It's hard sometimes with the clicker to sit there, and you have to rewind it a couple of times and go, what are they playing here?
Yeah.
There's more coverage where maybe it's quarters, but depending on this guy's release, this quarter's safety is going back to the post, and it looks like single eye. I think it's hard on a quarterback to sit there after the fact and go, this was cover three, you should have gone here, with some of the disguise and complexity of the defense.
Who's saying that? A coach.
A coach.
A coach who dissects this, who understands. He has to look at the clicker 3 or 4 times before he knows what the hell they're playing. A quarterback dropping down who's reading one side of the field, in essence, because this is what this coverage that I think I'm seeing tells me to read over here. And then I got some guy writing a damn article who goes run the thing back 500 times, and he finds a guy that's open on the backside, which I'm never looking for any damn way. And if I'm scrambling to my left, and that guy is coming this way, I could probably try and turn to throw the ball,
but it's a guy right here behind me. So I keep running out of bounds, or I just go the other way, throw it out. I don't try to throw it back over here because that's going to be taking a hit, right? This whole article is about taking unnecessary hits.
And I think you can argue Jaden probably does it a little too much. But I think the concept of trying to – I just got this tweet from
– But that article that you told me from the other guys who are saying –
Graziano.
Graziano them. See, that article tells a story, but it never mentions names, okay? What they're saying is the offense is predicating him being in that situation. They don't say anything about Cliff. That offense predicates that. That's who's calling the plays on offense. He's not walking up there calling a run on a play. That's what the plays are. And I think that's the problem with this stuff. The quarterbacks, they will throw the name and say everything, but we're going to give you a broad story when we want to say it's because of the offense. The offense has to change.
Nobody go anywhere. We're going to continue on this premise. We're also about to give away a Paisano's gift card. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
West Coast is back up in this, including the man from Hollywood. Very excited to welcome into the program the DOC, Rick Doc Walker.
Doc, that's Doc Walker music right there, Doc.
Oh, God, that's Doc Walker's music. Doc, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, man, just happy. They had to have a losing streak for y'all to bring me back. So I figured, you know, when you always say that like the janitor. When things get rough, they go bring the guy, old guy, back. While y'all was rolling, riding on top, I ain't heard. Let me ask you a question,
Doc. When the hell was that this year?
Yeah.
Well, it was early. And I knew. Wait on the losing streak, then go call you know who to try to bail you out. But y'all know what the hell is going on. And if it get worse, I think I'm going to be on with y'all a lot in the future.
Doc, I hope it don't get worse, Doc.
I legitimately thought of you. I walked over after that first drive in Minnesota.
Yeah.
When they threw the ball, three straight plays from the two.
Yeah. You heard me screaming.
Well, Brian was sitting like behind me and down the row a little bit in the press box, sitting with Tana. And I immediately walked over to them and I was like, how do you throw it three straight times? And B and Tana were just
dumbfounded.
And I said to B, I was like, I can't wait to talk to Doc.
See, Doc, I was chastised because I forget I'm in the press box. And I normally curse and cheer and everything else. Right. And I have to now just sit quiet. And that's not really me watching a football game.
Yeah, I can't do it from the press box.
Yeah.
No. But you know what happens at this point? He caught me off guard. And I was mad at myself for being caught off guard. I should have known that's what he was going to do. And I was disappointed in myself. Because I was so excited that we got on the 1 yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I said, well, I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at me for buying into him. Because he really hasn't changed his stripes at all. Pardon me. So why be mad at him? That's who he is. I respect the fact that he doesn't let anything change his game. He operates as if he's in charge of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of admire his bravado.
That was people are like, oh, they were actually at the two. Like, people love pointing out it was the
what
two.
What difference
it made?
One, two, yeah. Same damn thing.
Five.
Whatever. Run it.
I'm not mad at you got four plays from the four. I'm not mad if you end up throwing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a caveman. It's okay to throw down near the goal line.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Three straight was pretty crazy to me. And I think everything. So what was worse, Doc? Not scoring from the two with three plays or giving up a 19-play, 98-yard drive back the other way?
But that was epic. It was only fitting that you follow that lunacy with even more. They double down. And it just shows you, I haven't seen, pardon me, anything that would just change this rapidly. I mean, it wasn't even 365 days ago that you were really good.
Yeah.
And then you go within that framework to flip the script, and now you're exposed. And the worst is yet to come because you got three more to go. Are you going to set a record? And
they're all within the
division?
It's
crazy.
It's four more to go.
Okay, four more.
Yeah, make it worse.
You're right. You're right. And it's not like in the worst nightmare out of all of this, based on the Eagles throwing up all over themselves last night, is that the Cowboys may end up on top.
Yeah. It seems like they still have too much to overcome, but they could, man, which is crazy. We're talking with our friend Rick Doc Walker here. Of course, you can listen to Doc on post games, every Commanders game on 106.7 The Fan. Listen to him on the Burgundy and Gold today on the Team 980. You can follow the DOC at Rick Doc Walker. We have entered a space, Doc, where every question is on the table. I think I don't want to speak for you, but I think you believe in Dan Quinn and what he tries to build. But you lose 8 in a row, you get to 3-10, you got to ask real questions. I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't know that he should, but this feels like there needs to be some significant change. Do you feel that way?
Well, it depends on what your goals are. If you want to win, you're not going to win under this current setup. And I know it sounds crazy coming off the NFC Championship game in that you had a shot and didn't get it done, because you got to have a core sense of values. Who are you? I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And they don't know who the hell they are. That's a problem. It's even magnified now because of how good, how much success they had, you know, a year ago. But if you've had to rip your defensive coordinator's guts out, and as I said a month ago, he should have done both. He should have been a Landry. He should be calling them on both offense and defense, but he chose not to do that. It doesn't appear that he's in charge of the offense. And as a result, you can't predict your outcome because you don't know what the hell's going to happen. That's scary to me. And that's for your personnel. You have people that are paid a lot of money that don't do anything.
Like when you and I were talking yesterday.
Yep.
And I think we both agreed that Dan is a guy who basically he takes care of his guys, and he gives them a lot of power.
He's a great guy.
But I think he needs to – the people he choose, whether it's coaches or players, need to be guys who you can trust.
Yep.
Because I think the way he operates, it's like, Doc Walker, look, man, we're going to practice an hour or so. But you understand I got to go get another hour of work in.
Right.
Most young guys, we just got an hour of practice a day. I can go BS around.
Yeah,
coaches, you know, I'm not going to monitor you. Well, I'm going to do what I want to do then. Instead of trying to do something that – so we got to find a way to make sure the guys around him thinks like he does.
Yeah, and you're there. You got a feel for it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. I'm looking from the outside in. All I know is that we got to have a game plan, and you were quick to jump on the defensive side and correct it. Well, why don't you jump on the offensive side and correct it?
Doc,
and that's a problem, because that's what people are thinking. They're just not saying it, but they're thinking that. Nobody really assumes that you're in charge of your offense. That's a myth. And so you got a core value. So I ain't mad at Kingsbury. He's doing his thing. Bad man. He's doing himself. Well, it's a team thing. So you're not feeling the team thing on it, then I'm not feeling you. But he's allowed to do it, so he's not, like, stepping out of bounds because there are no parameters. So it's hope. That's why I said, you know, tell the truth Monday. Well, are they really doing that? Because really they're not. It's not just to the players. It's got to be to within yourselves. We got to trust each other in order to get this thing done.
Totally.
See, but right now you're speaking with a forked tongue. So that's why I cut it off. As a matter of fact, once they got stopped and thrown to the elephant, that was it for me. I haven't even watched the game again. I refuse to continue to be led in the dark without a flashlight. So I'm going back to I'm on my own. I'm going to figure, they're going to show me who they are. I don't want to hear a damn thing they say. I'm going to see what happens. And I got a stinky feeling about the outcome because now you're within the division. And people are already angry and they want to humiliate you. And the question now is that I just want to know, who are they?
Mm-hmm. Doc, when we ask that, now it's tough because we're coming off this Vikings game that was a real embarrassment. I mean, Dan Quinn said he was frustrated and enraged, right? Like, that game was embarrassing. You get shut out for the first time in six, 7 years. Six, I think, 2019, right? Everything, that was a complete team failure all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
When you look, when you zoom out, though, to the body of work, to the season, 3-10, 8 straight losses, how much of it do you put on the injuries?
Well, that's a personal thing. Because whatever you do, you expose yourself. Are you saying you weren't prepared? So your depth wasn't quality depth? You picked them. Everybody there, nobody snuck in your facility. You invited all of them in. You've been training them. They're yours. So you're not going to be held responsible for the people you select? So is that a scouting issue? Do you not have the best people the money can buy evaluating, selecting people? Your whole operation needs to be reevaluated from the inside out because this is your results. You're not hamstrung. Nobody gave you limitations. This is your design. You picked them. You teach them. It's all on you. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? We saw what you did defensively about it. What are you going to do offensively about it? Everybody's whispering. We all know what people are saying. Why don't you run the damn ball?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that. But nothing changes. Nothing happens. So how do you explain that? You got a poster for that one?
See, like, when you play with Joe, okay, and the running games were so effective, it was a, like, you know, I know this, I'm just asking you, it's a team mindset. Yeah. And this is what I know. Offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators,
yeah,
and head coach, they get together, and they come up with an overall game plan. In this situation, we're going to do this. In this situation, we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like that's happening?
You know better than that. I'm listening to you and Santana in my subconscious thinking that, and again, two offensive guys who were skill guys, numbers guys, and they both throwing up in their mouth because they know better. They know the path to glory is straight ahead. It's yard by yard.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the point now we don't want to be challenged. We got this big on the Fab Five, as I refer to them as, that offensive line. And don't get nasty and go 13 personnel. That's when we're dominant. We refuse to do it. We refuse to do it. We don't want to be recognized for what we are. We don't want to be recognized. You know, that's what I'm saying. So whose fault is that? Who corrects that? Who's in charge of the whole team?
Yeah. It's a fair question, Doc. And I think when you look at this.
I'm going to tell you what happened, Doc. You know it's okay. Screwed up football? All these damn analytic stats that tell you this is what you're supposed to do. And That is what's screwing up the whole sport where right now, everybody wants to do the same thing when they don't have the personnel to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Gibbs rolled into this town to be an air Coryell offensive by mindset to throw the ball around. Realized he didn't have that crap. He was sitting at 0-5 when he realized that.
No, he saw the Lawrence Taylor. We played the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Then they started running
and
the football.
LT wrecked the game.
They were 8-3, right? And so it's like what I said it yesterday. I watched the Patriots back in the day.
Yeah.
And 1 week I saw them run the ball 51 times and they threw it like 15, 20, whatever it was. The next week they threw that SOB almost 50 times. And Bill Belichick said, look, we do what we need to do to win. Right. And I watched every Anybody in the league today, no matter who the hell they are, they try to throw the ball around the yard.
Yeah.
At all times. Well, everybody doesn't have that personnel grouping. Everybody doesn't have the quarterback to do it. You got to do what's the strength of it. And I just think C-Rod has been misused, point blank.
Oh, my God. His agent has got to be he's ball-headed because he's had to pull all his hair out. The amount of money this kid has been denied because he can't show you what he does well, and the O-line. I love the O-line. The Fab Five, if it's not been on them, this is an ego issue, period. And nobody wants to address it. So fine. Continue to lose out. And other people will say, because I got to hear that when I know that big guy will be over there screaming and hollering today, and it'll be about the draft. Really? So you're telling me that you trust them to do what? Mm-hmm. Evaluate talent? Like the second round picks, third round picks they got that don't play now? But y'all don't get it because you influence, and the pass was great, and it was euphoric. It was awesome. Now it's gone. Poof. And if you want to be frightened even more so if you're in the horror movies, imagine next year. You can't even think about it. You can't even address it. If you lose out, then what? Then what? And you were your savior. No, you don't get it. They did that on their own last year. They earned it. They fought. They did all those things. And you had a super talent. Well, guess what? People figure you out. And where's your adjustment to it? They adjusted to you. Have you adjusted to yourself? H, no. It's all ego.
If they do lose out, which is a distinct possibility, let's be real.
Yeah.
A warm seat might get red hot. You go 3-14, you lose 12 in a row to finish the season. I mean, it's a hypothetical for now that maybe we don't even have to go down that road until, you know, becomes more apparent. But
I know where you're going, but you still need personnel.
Yeah.
You can't avoid the issue is that you selected people and they have not amounted to what you hoped they would. Now, is that a them problem or a you problem? Are you not able to develop or are you not able to scheme? Which one is it? It's not that complicated. It's either or. You pull a man from a position he's not doing as if you weren't there watching the whole time. What took 3 weeks? What took so long? And if you're that good at it because he's really good at that, then do it all. This is passing the buck. You know it, and I know it. Doc, the game time, you can't pass the buck. What's going to happen now? You tell me you're going to flame out within your division? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I'll be stunned. But if you don't do what your team is geared to do best, then get ready for it.
Doc,
and we are stuck with it. And look, I got a lot of experience at this because we've been garbage for so long. So what B mentioned, where you are right now, you see it. You're on the sideline. You got it right in front of you. And you see it, and it makes you sick to your stomach. Then you're with them all the time. And it even makes it worse. So I want to know who's going to make the corrections. When is it going to happen? I don't want nothing verbal out of you. I don't listen to nothing you say at this point. I watch everything you do. Let's see what happens. Meadowlands.
Last thing for me, Doc. How would you handle Jaden down the stretch here?
What do you mean, how would I handle him? He's a player, right?
Yes.
Then he plays. If he's not a player, then he's on IR. And I bring up the other guy and start getting him ready. What did Bob, did the Miami Dolphins, when Greasy got hurt, did they quit? No, they won the Super Bowl and went undefeated. Only team ever to be undefeated. Backup quarterback got in. What's your point? If he's not ready to play, then get somebody else in there. If he's ready to play, then go. Then he's got to play. Because he's a player. He's been his size his whole life. Mm-hmm. How's it worked out for him? Pretty well.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty well. And if you let him hand off more, he'd even be better.
Doc, I know your first love is baseball. You think the Nats are going to spend any money? Philly just gave Philly just gave Schwarber $150 million.
Well, you know where we are with the Wizards. We got to get in that mode with the Nationals. It's going to be a while. So it's just a matter of how you want to deal with it. We can't run from it because you're on the air. You can't run from it. It's going to be interesting. But again, we follow them with love. Yep. And then but we got to hope that we have some people over there that understand what it takes to win. This is about winning. It's not about getting ready to performance and all that garbage leading up to it. Can you outscore the opponent?
Yeah.
Or are you going to get drugged 90-some yards for drives and get stopped on the three-yard line and all that? It's going to show itself. Then what you going to say?
Doc, thank you for the time, man.
Appreciate you, brother, man.
Yeah, man. No. You had a flood in your basement, so you called the cleanup guy. See, when y'all rolling, I don't hear from you. But then when it gets bad, hey, man, call Doc. So we can go, we can clean the sewage up.
You okay. Crazy, boy.
I'm happy to do that for y'all. I love y'all.
For the record, Landfill texted, I think Sunday, and said, I think we should get Doc on Tuesday. And me and B both immediately were like, hell yeah.
Yeah, of course you, because he's the leader. We all know that.
For the record, I send that text every Sunday. They usually
yeah,
say
you
no.
Should. So, you should.
Hey, he's lying his ass
I
off right
feel
now, Doc.
So bad.
Hey, Doc.
Did they have to lose for
nobody,
me to get back
nobody
on with
has ever said, don't get you on.
Period. Period.
I'm a regular listener, and I got to go, well, they got to lose for me to get on. But that's okay.
You're a fool.
I'll Doc, take whatever y'all dish out.
Doc, book
we
this
thought,
right
we
now.
We thought you chose the two big guys over us,
no,
man.
No, let me tell you something.
Chris
if you're
and
lucky,
L.
If you're lucky, you're going to get to be my age one day. Just remember that.
Hey, we thought you chose the big guys over us. You won't deal with the little guys anymore.
Who's bigger than y'all?
You got L and C.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, I'm running a daycare, okay? I got to run a daycare. Then I got y'all just asked a lot of me, but I'm built for this. Y'all have a good one, man.
All right, brother.
The next
care.
Game they win, we need you at 11 a.m. that Monday.
You can book it now. Right. My agent is Landfill.
Thank you, dude.
All right, brother.
Later, brother.
Later, man. Right, man.
The great Doc Walker on that the Rude Guest crazy. Hotline. Give Doc a follow at Rick Doc Walker. Adam Schefter has his pulse on a lot of things in the NFL. Adam Schefter said something pretty interesting on Pat McAfee. Let's explore what that means for the Burgundy and Gold. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Fellas, if you still rocking those tired old polos with floppy collars, it's time to step it up. Collars & Co. They give you that crisp dress shirt look with the comfort of your favorite polo. Listen, I wear mine to the studio, and I have on a long sleeve polo today. Looks like a sweater, 3-button. It's great. With the cold weather outside, I decided, let me throw this on today. I felt very, very good. Look at the collar. Collar is very, very tight. You know, go to collarsandco.com, and now you can check them out in person. They have a new store opening in Congressional Plaza, and it's stocked with all your favorite holiday shopping needs. You can get dress shirts, polo shirts, and like I said, the sweater like I have. CollarsandCo.com. Tell them B. Mitch and Finley sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.